KQED. Now that the fires in the North Bay have died down, thousands of people face the daunting task of rebuilding. Nearly 7,000 homes and buildings were destroyed. One of the first tasks people face is how to clean up their property to remove all the piles of potentially toxic debris the fires left behind. KQED's Suki Lewis has been reporting from Santa Rosa. She is near Fountain Grove, one of the neighborhoods hit hardest. Suki, what's been left behind by the fire?
So basically a big mess. There are kind of piles of ashes. There are the remains of bed springs, the husks of old appliances. And all of this, you know, is kind of compounded by its home after home after home. So hundreds of homes that have been burnt to the ground and that now have to be cleaned up.
What makes the debris toxic?
Plastics, things that are in refrigerators, Freon, asbestos, lead, things like this that can be very, very toxic to human life.
Who's going to be responsible for taking on the cleanup process? Is it the homeowners or the government?
Probably some combination. So homeowners have an option right now to either opt in to a government-run program or opt out of it and go with a private contractor. And now the government-run program is being run by the Army Corps of Engineers and then gets contracted out to subcontractors who will come out and clean up your site and leave it, you know, cleared of all toxic debris, cleared of kind of everything that was impacted by the fire.
That sounds like a good deal. I mean, are people taking up the Army Corps on that offer?
Well, there is still some distrust of this program and a lot of confusion as well. You know, one of the big contentious points is that the Army Corps takes out the foundation. And some people think, well, maybe my foundation is okay. And that money that I would use for a foundation is going to come out of my total insurance pot. And so I'm actually going to lose on this deal. So there's a lot of individuals who are struggling with this kind of really hard choice and not necessarily having all the information they need to make the best choice for them. And so only about 900 people so far have signed this right of entry form saying, okay, government, come in, do this cleanup. You know, we trust you to do it. But they're trying to get those numbers up, they being the Army Corps and Cal OES, the Office of Emergency Services.
What's the timeline for doing the cleanup?
Well, it's still in process. Napa County is looking at November 13th as a deadline to either opt in or opt out of this program. And then Sonoma County is currently considering what deadline to put for its residents. But they're hoping to get this debris removal process going in earnest by early 2018.
Thank you, Suki.
Thank you.
That's KQED's Suki Lewis. Suki will closely follow the cleanup and rebuilding efforts for KQED. You can reach her on Twitter. She's @SukiLewis to share your stories of setbacks and recovery.